The Brazilian government has backed out from hosting the 2019 United Nations Global Summit on Climate Change. President-elect Jair Bolsonaro and his cabinet have denied the existence of climate change, but they cited monetary reasons and the transition into the presidency to explain why the country turned its back on hosting the summit. So what does the state of the environment look like under the incoming Bolsonaro presidency? Joining us to discuss this is Diogo Rodriguez. He's a reporter from the Brazilian Report. Diogo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a bit about the history of Brazil in the U.S. when it comes to environmental protection.
Well, Brazil has had a very decent record, although not perfect, in environmental protection, especially when it comes to the deforestation of the Amazon. But in the last few years, ever since President Temer took office in 2016, we've had a very subpar management of this issue here. And with Jair Bolsonaro, it seems that it's going to get even worse. Like you said, he and his team deny global climate change, and they are already taking steps in order to guarantee that some of the interests that helped elect him will have a very strong voice in his government.
Diogo, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit specifically about Bolsonaro's position on climate change and the environment. I think there are some certain plans that he has looking towards the Amazon, for example.
Yes. To be very specific, he's talking about pulling out of the Paris Agreement. And he has not, been adamant about this, but he has criticized the agreement, saying that it will take away Brazil's sovereignty over the Amazon because it will demand too much of Brazil's resources. Just so you have an idea, the Ministry of Agriculture will be headed by a landowner, a lobbyist. And that's one of the few things that we know about him. His foreign minister, the future foreign minister, said that global climate change is a hoax, called it a cultural Marxism hoax. And those are some of the people that he'll have in his cabinet next year.
Now, what are the concerns? I'm wondering specifically about not just the Amazon, but also a lot of the indigenous populations in Brazil. Is there also a socioeconomic impact that this could have for Brazilians in the country, not just across the world?
Exactly. Well, you're talking about the indigenous lands, and he has already said quite a few times that he will not have the same stance that Brazil has had in the last decades. He will try to, make these reservations smaller. He says that he compared the indigenous people right this weekend with, animals living in a zoo in these reservations. And, it can have a very significant economic impact because Brazil has already been suffering with, the consequences of deforestation. The Amazon provides quite a lot of rain to the southeast of Brazil, and that has been changing over the years.
Diogo, are you expecting or seeing any initial protests against this move?
Well, an important NGO has sent out a statement criticizing Bolsonaro for this, and we can expect that starting next year, social movements will make strong opposition to him, because there is a significant part of the population that did not vote for him. And I think we're going to see a very strong opposition here from starting next year.
Diogo Rodriguez is a reporter for the Brazilian Report, and he joined us from Sao Paulo. Diogo, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.